Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Surprisingly, the extent and distribution of freshwater ecosystems or inland waters is poorly known at the global and regional scales, partly due to difficulties in delineating and mapping habitats with variable boundaries due to fluctuations in water levels. In some cases, such as the extent and location of wetlands, there is no comprehensive documentation, even at regional or national levels. On the whole, the larger wetlands and lakes and inland seas have been mapped, along with major rivers. However, for many parts of the world, the smaller, immensely valuable wetlands are not mapped or delineated, despite the importance of services they provide for human well-being. Freshwater ecosystems provide many services to support mankind. In addition to water for drinking, bathing, cleaning, inland water systems provide provisioning services in the form of food substances, especially fish, materials such as timber, fiber, and fuel, including peat, energy from hydroelectric facilities, and novel products from biodiversity. Within river basins, inland waters provide many hydrological benefits and support public functions that are, quote, free of charge and extremely expensive to replace. Additional ecosystem services provided by inland waters include biological regulation, biodiversity habitat, nutrient cycling and soil fertility, local atmospheric and climatic regulation, waste processing and detoxification, bank stabilization, and support vectors of human infectious diseases. In addition, freshwater ecosystems have significant aesthetic, artistic, educational, cultural, and spiritual values and provide invaluable local opportunities for recreation and, increasingly, tourism. Biodiversity in freshwater ecosystems is largely unknown and undervalued, much like marine biodiversity. But unlike the pattern of life in sea, which are widespread, freshwater ecosystems are living labs in speciation and demonstrate notably high levels of endemism. This means that each freshwater body, threatened by overuse, pollution, landscape changes, or removal of water, threatens an uncommon and sometimes unique set of living beings. According to a newly released study by the World Wildlife Fund and the Nature Conservancy, part of major rivers such as the Amazon, Congo, Ganges, Yangtze, and the rivers and streams of the southeastern United States are outstanding for rich fish populations and high numbers of species found nowhere else. In addition, several smaller systems that had not been identified in previous global assessment, such as Congo's Malibo Pool, the Amazon's Western Piedmont, and Cuba and Hispaniola, were determined to have high numbers of fish species unique to those ecosystems. As water demand is increasing, pollution from industry, urban centers, and agricultural runoff is limiting the amount of water available for domestic use and food production. Water quality degradation is most severe in areas where water is scarce because the dilution effect is inversely related to the amount of water in circulation. Toxic substances such as chemical pollution from urban, domestic, and industrial sources and from herbicides and pesticides are a serious and increasing threat as land use and watershed changes. The regulation capacity of inland waters has often been used for waste disposal or remediation, but not always within the capacity of the system to assimilate such materials indefinitely. Eutrophication and pollution have degraded both habitats and services and contribute to the reduction in human well-being. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.